That's weird that you plan this too. That's really weird.
It is, because you're telling me this story and I'm thinking to myself, wow, me too, same thing. All right, so what's the deal with you and your friend?
All right, so Tay and I, we were out over the weekend, and I just said, you know, we were talking about bathing suits or whatever, and I was just telling her, I said, I don't think I've ever had a year in bathing suit season where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put on that bikini and rock it. I'm going to own it. Instead, I've always like put on a bikini and then I have like some swim shorts on over those, and then maybe a t-shirt, you know, a tank top or something, or a wrap. I'm always wrapping.
The wrap.
And so I said, I just want 1 year in my whole entire life where I wear a bikini and I own it. And I love it. And I'm like, that's me in the bikini. Snap. So she said the same thing. She's never had, and she's a great looking girl and she's fit. But she said she's never really owned it either. So we've decided today, starting at noon, we're on to our healthy living conquest.
So this is it.
This is it.
This is it. So over the weekend, you guys realized that, hey, you know, it's time to do this. We've been wanting to do it. Now it's time. Let's go get it.
Right.
And so today at 12 noon is your time. But leading up to 12 noon.
Well, it was a debacle. Mm. Yeah. It was. I mean, I think I took in so many calories over this weekend because we knew we were kicking off our road to perfection.
Yeah, it's like the last supper or the last meal before you walk the line.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to lose all this weight that I know is coming. It's like I'm going to be discouraged because I don't know how long it takes you to gain the weight from your my buffet.
Yeah. So, you know, it is kind of strange that once you sit around and you have that conversation,
you get hungry.
Like, okay, we need to lose some weight. We want to get into bathing suit quality, you know, just toned up, ready for the summer. Mm-hmm. You make that decision and you kind of like, you know, kind of butt chest or high fives, or, and you're like, okay, this is it.
Yeah, we
can
really
do it.
Butt chest.
Well, maybe that was wrong for you guys, but I meant for guys. Maybe we do the old chest bump, and then we high five, and let's go have an ice cream, or let's go have a cold beer. You know, let's go do this or that, or you know.
Well, no, we did discuss this because we were at a golf course.
Yeah.
And so we did discuss all of this over wings and beer.
Yeah, golf course is not a place to start either, because you beer, hot dogs
at the
turn.
19th hole, yeah.
Yeah, before you know it. And I did the same thing this weekend because I took some time off and lost some weight because I needed just to get my health back in check because I wasn't doing well. So I dropped about 30 pounds or so. But I noticed over the weekend, I put on a t-shirt that was feeling really good because I got back and I got my, you know, ready to go, and I've lost 30 pounds, and the shirt felt loose, and I put it on this weekend. It didn't feel so loose anymore.
Don't you hate that?
And
when
I'm
your
like,
fat jeans fit?
Uh-oh, we've got a problem here. Uh-oh, something's coming back. So I thought to myself, okay, this is it. I've got to start Monday morning and get myself back to where I want to be and maybe even lose some more, you know, just a little bit more than that. And so I put it in my mind, today's the day. Well, guess what? Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm at the grocery store. I'm buying a half a gallon of ice cream.
None of that matters. You know why?
Why not?
Because we did it. I know, isn't that ice cream good, though? Especially the pints.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Those little pints.
And a half a gallon, Jamie.
The pint just fits in your little hand, and then the spoon is in this hand. And just, oh, my God, Cherry Garcia. Or whatever. It was delicious. I was with you. But that doesn't matter. That'll be in the past.
No, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself that if I don't have the willpower, once I make the decision, I'm going to lose some weight. If I don't have the willpower to stay out of the ice cream aisle at this grocery store, am I going to really do this starting on Monday morning?
Yes.
I start to have doubts. You know what I'm talking about? Doubts.
No, you got to do it. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I can do this.
And if you want, because Tay and I are going to the grocery store at right after we pick up the kids at 3:30. You want to go with us? I think we're going to Sprouts or something.
I think I'll just do this on my own.
We're going to go one of those healthy places.
I'll do it on my own. That way you guys can't see if I cheat.
And that's why, because we would all cheat, and our neighbor's doing it too. And so we're all doing it, so everybody keeps an eye on each other.
You know what I'm not doing? And this is what you have to work into it, because it's so much easier, because when I lost the 30 pounds, this is how I did it. It's so much easier. You got to get off your ass, and I'm sorry for the language, folks, but you got to get off your butt. You got to work out. You got to move. You can't just stop eating.
What are you, Michelle Obama?
I did overstep my boundaries there, didn't I?
What are you?
I don't know what hit me. It was like
motivation. Like what? Like you're the picture of health, and you're telling us what to do.
And I used the A word. What am I doing here this morning? It's a Monday.